T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, it's that Bowerly fellow, that David Bellavia fellow. He's kind of tied up right now because it was announced today by the White House that David will be awarded the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military honor, and in my opinion, the most distinguished award anybody can receive as an American citizen. That ceremony is going to be June 25th at the White House. And for those who haven't heard this yet, the official White House press release came this morning, and it was so awkward on Friday because, first of all, before we're going to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour on Friday, you know, we let people know that David was not going to be a part of the show for the immediate future because some things were going on that he needed to take care of. And all sorts of rumors started circulating almost immediately. All sorts of people were like, oh, my God, Tom and David, they're breaking up the show. Must have been an ego thing. Must have been a clash. And meanwhile, we all know exactly what's going on. And we were waiting for the White House to make the announcement about David's Medal of Honor. Well, as we're waiting, guess what happens? The story gets leaked. It was on military.com way early on Friday. And then when it came on to the Army Times, it just kind of spread and spread and spread. So the protocol, and just so you know, in no way, shape, or form was any disrespect intended to President Trump or the office of the presidency by talking about it before the announcement was actually made. This is a unique situation for the White House because they've never given the Medal of Honor to a talk show host and had the story leak while said talk show host was on the air. So we couldn't just walk away Friday. We had to talk about it. But we had to talk about it in such an awkward way at the beginning that David did address the situation after the 6:35 break on Friday head on and directly. But we'll hear from David Bellavia momentarily. But this is the news release from the White House. On Tuesday, June 25th, 2019, President Donald J. Trump will award the Medal of Honor to David G. Bellavia for conspicuous gallantry while serving as a staff sergeant in the United States Army. And if you haven't heard this yet, stay tuned because this will fill in the blanks of, gee, how come David's getting it? Then Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia will receive the Medal of Honor for his actions on November 10th, 2004, his birthday, by the way, while serving as a squad leader in support of Operation Phantom Fury in Fallujah, Iraq. Then Staff Sergeant Bellavia was clearing a block of houses when his platoon became pinned down. He quickly exchanged an M16 rifle for an M249 squad automatic weapon, entered the house where his squad was trapped, and engaged insurgents, providing cover fire so that he and his fellow soldiers could exit safely. A Bradley fighting vehicle arrived to help suppress the enemy, but it could not fire directly into the house. Then Staff Sergeant Bellavia re-entered the house, armed with an M16, and assaulted insurgents who were firing rocket-propelled grenades. He proceeded to kill one insurgent and wound another, who then ran to another part of the house. Then Staff Sergeant Bellavia was soon engaged by another insurgent rushing down the stairs when the previously wounded insurgent re-emerged to engage him as well. Then Staff Sergeant Bellavia returned fire, killing both attackers. He then took enemy fire from an insurgent who had appeared from a closet across the room. He pursued him up the stairs and killed him. Soon thereafter, he moved to the roof where he engaged and wounded a fifth insurgent who fell from the roof of the building. That remarkable day, then Staff Sergeant Bellavia rescued an entire squad, cleared an insurgent strong point, and saved many members of his platoon from imminent threat. David Bellavia enlisted in the United States Army in 1999. After previously serving in Kosovo, he deployed to Iraq in 2004 with Company A, Task Force 22, 1st Infantry Division. He was released from duty August 16, 2005. David now has his own daily radio talk show for WBEN in Buffalo, New York. He continues to serve the military and veteran communities through a number of philanthropic organizations. That is from the White House. Not every day you wake up to a White House news release regarding somebody you actually know. Now, this is David Bellavia in his own words from Friday's show, our 6 o'clock hour. We're going to get right back to the calls, don't worry. But this show is all about honoring David Bellavia and all of the events that led up to his receiving the Medal of Honor this coming June 25th. So David Bellavia in his own words, and the entire hour, I cannot encourage you strongly enough to listen to the entire hour. Go to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page and check it out. Because it's David Bellavia as you never have heard him before on our program. Here he is from Friday.
Honestly, I didn't even think that that was I would not have told you that if there was something that, you know, I would be talking about 15 years in the future, it would have been that night.
What is?
I think about just the, dumb luck circumstances. You take a risk. You think about the people that you could have maybe been a better leader to. You made a poor decision. It resulted in people getting hurt. I think a lot about the bad guys that we should have gotten, and then you find out that those bad guys have hurt other people down the road, and you had an opportunity to neutralize them, and you didn't. But I really don't. I don't think about that at all. I used to focus on different aspects of that night, but I, for the most part, November 12th was actually the worst day of fighting I've ever had in my life. November 10th, it was my birthday. There was a reporter there, and, you know, people, you know, told the story. But the fact was, November 12th was an unbelievable firefight that Spielberg could make a three-hour epic on. And nobody, you know, seems to talk about it. Nobody
Can you put us in the picture?
Well, we just found ourselves in a part of the city, and we took a structure down. It had no walls in it. And so we're, you know, putting a whole platoon of dismounts in this building to take fire. And there was no cover. And it was a half-built house, a three-story home. And we're just opened up to everything. And, you know, duds, RPGs were flying in and hitting guys in their chest plate and bouncing off. They were duds. And psychologically, that's debilitating. Had a kid that, you know, almost lost a foot to a rocket that didn't explode. And he, you know, told our medic to roll him over and treat him while he was still firing his machine gun. I mean, just incredible stories of there was a sniper on the west side of the building that was taking out our machine guns, not our machine gunners. The sniper was taking our M240 Bravos out, you know, hitting them in the lower assembly to kill the machine guns. I mean, basically, I can get you when I want to get you. I'm taking your machine guns out. You know, I mean, it's for young people, it's psychologically debilitating. And these guys answered the call. These guys took all that, you know, were outgunned, outnumbered, and we just we found out our executive officer was killed a few hours before that. Emotional over losing such a huge leader in our team, and we just literally got together and said, "All right, we're going to fight through it," and we charged through it, and took what was probably 4-1 against our unit and absolutely wiped them off. I mean, made them wish they were never born. And one of the proudest days I've had in uniform, and our tanks were there, our engineers were there, people that, you know, infantry, you think you're just there alone, but you had Bradley commanders and tanks and artillery and everyone fighting together. Marines on the other side fighting like I've never seen anything. You know, the U.S. Marine Corps, we all have our, you know, branch, we're better, you're better, whatever. But that was our generation's Normandy Beach. Fallujah, the Second Battle of Fallujah was our generation's Normandy Beachhead, in the sense that we had the Marines next to us, we had corpsmen from the Navy, we had the Air Force dropping bombs, we had everything in our generation. America was flexing its muscle against Zarqawi's thugs. And, we took them out, and it was we lost 100 guys. You know, and many more wounded. But, that day was a day that I really thought was going to end horribly. And it didn't end horribly because uh, those men, you know, my soldiers, my peers, they all unilaterally stood up, and no one reported the story. No one talked about the story. But November 12, Sergeant Fitz and Lawson and, you know, Misa and all those guys, man, they just fought like I've never seen anything like it. I was just overwhelmed with confidence and pride that I could be a part of something so beautiful. And we gave those guys the fights of their lives.
It is June 25th's Medal of Honor recipient, the co-host of this radio show, David Bellavia, describing some of the events which actually did not lead up. Those events did not lead up to the Medal of Honor. It was the fighting on November 10th that led to the honor for David Bellavia. But just in case you missed it earlier, we're taking your telephone calls if you want to pass on a message to David Bellavia of well done, sir. If you have any ideas as to how Western New York can properly honor David Bellavia, that would be awesome. So far, the most David idea is to have David on the field during the national anthem at a Buffalo Bills game. David is a huge sports fan, loves the Buffalo Bills, loves the Buffalo Sabres, and that is definitely up David's alley, I think. He still is going to be awkward standing on the field anywhere, okay? It's going to be awkward for him. But if he's going to be awkward, he might as well do it at a Bills game. You know what I'm saying? I know him. And I think that's the best idea we've had so far on News Radio 930 WBEN. But note David remembering the guys who did not make it home and his fellow soldiers and other, well, battle buddies from the other armed forces that also took part and engaged in equally valorous and gallant behavior on the battlefield. David is well aware that while he was singled out for the Medal of Honor, there are hundreds or thousands of others who easily, just as well, could be receiving the Medal of Honor. And when he accepts that medal, he's not accepting it as David Bellavia. He's accepting it for everybody with whom he served in Iraq. Please know that. And that is a sincere Davidism. That's not me trying to paint a pretty picture for y'all. That is David's sincere belief. Let's get right back to the calls. And thank you very much for your patience. Here's Dan on the West Side. Dan, you're on.
How are you? I want to say that Dave was actually like a standout kid when I saw him on Discovery Channel, and that was before he was on the radio. And when he did turn up on the radio here, I mean, you know, he's informed because he's obviously interested in what's going on. Bright, very bright. And so we've been enjoying him, you know. But he was very modest when I got the chance to ask him, was that you on the Discovery Channel? He's very modest about that. And, I mean, surprisingly so. So, I mean, you know, this is a great kid. Forgive me, I'm old, and you know, it's an affectionate usage. But
understood.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to throw in one jibe, it's tell him he's got a great face for the radio. But
oh, that is so not true. He's a good-looking guy.
I know. But that's an oldie, too. All right.
Thank you very much. Oh, no, I've properly busted David's chops already today just to keep him level, just to keep him balanced, just to keep his head in the game. I mentioned this earlier, but one of the Rochester news outlets put up a picture of David, and the picture was of David when he was 60 pounds heavier than he is right now. So don't worry. I made sure to take a screenshot of the picture, and David saw it a few minutes after it was posted by the website in Rochester just to, you know, just to bust his chops just a little bit. I'm just saying. If you can't bust his chops, what good is a friendship? It is coming up on 525 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly and Bellavia. David is taking an extended break from the radio show. I think for now, what should be obvious reasons to everybody. No, we did not have some fight. No, we are not breaking up. No, nothing happened like a clash of egos. David is getting the Medal of Honor on June 25th. David's life will never, ever be the same. And I've mentioned this a few times already, but we might have some new listeners in the 5 o'clock hour. Please understand that for as excited as we all are for David being awarded the Medal of Honor, that from David's perspective, this is a life-changing event for him. Okay? Understand. This is a life-changing event. He has long been a national hero of some note. Now he is a national hero of major note once he receives the Medal of Honor on June 25th. And with that honor, with that recognition, comes an enormous weight of responsibility. And David's dedication to this country, David's dedication to the Army, I have to tell you, it is going to change him in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. But if there is anybody who, through his faith, through his just having a good head on his shoulders, there's anybody who can handle this, it is David Bellavia. So don't worry about David. He's going to be fine, especially once the initial circus, I call it a circus phase. And what I mean, it's nothing disrespectful. I hope you realize that. It just means that every media outlet and everybody in the country connected with veterans wants a piece of David Bellavia right now. And so I call this the circus phase of a news story. And then things will settle down in a few months for David. But his life is never, ever going to be the same. Okay? Ever. I mean, basically, we've got the equivalent of Alvin York and Audie Murphy living right here in Western New York, and that's extraordinary.
The dynamic duo is back.
The hardest working tools.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on WBEN.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David is, oddly enough, off today. David is going to be receiving the Medal of Honor coming up on the 25th of June directly from President Trump. And your calls, if you want to pass on a message to David Bellavia from you, if you have an idea of how Western New York can commemorate David's Medal of Honor, I'm all ears. So far, I think anything connected with the Buffalo Bills or Sabres, I kind of think he might be down with that, but just keep in mind, David is not an attention-seeking guy, okay? David is not out four nights a week. David is not somebody who's going to get up on stage and play guitar. He doesn't need the ego stroke. That's not his makeup. And actually, most of the people in radio are kind of like that. You know, we're all big mouths behind the microphone, but then we get off and we all turn into, you know, these shy and reserved individuals. Took me a long time to get over that, like about 40 years. But David is... Dave, you know, anything associated with the local sports, David, I think, would be into. A parade, I think he would do it. But at the same time, you have to understand, David's humility and modesty is not some fake, oh, shucks thing. This is how I better act right now. That's not David. With David, it is sincere. It is genuine. It is part of his inner makeup. Humility and modesty are his inner makeup. And bravery, you know, we read the citation prior to, at the beginning of this hour. And obviously, we know the stern stuff of which David is made up. David also happens to have a rambunctious sense of humor. Now, whether he's going to be able to have a rambunctious sense of humor after receiving the Medal of Honor remains to be seen. I suspect, I suspect every word he says and every action he does is going to be scrutinized by a million different eyes. So he's really got to watch his crossed T's and dotted I's, if you know what I'm saying. There's a tremendous responsibility with this. Let's get back to the calls. Tony in Niagara Falls, thank you for your patience. Hello. Yeah. Hello, Mr. Tony. You're on WBEN. Sorry to keep you on hold so long.
Tom, I want to thank you very much for bringing him on, because you are like family to us in this house.
Oh, you're very kind.
Very much, very much so. And bringing him is double. And all the veterans that we have here from Western New York, he's receiving the Medal of Honor. I think he's the first one ever from Western New York, so he's going to be getting it for the guys from Vietnam and World War II.
Oh, no, there have been plenty of Western New York Medals of Honor winners. And I think actually another one came from Lindenville, New York. Phil, if you could do a search for Lindenville, New York Medal of Honor, I believe one other Lindenviller got it.
Oh, okay, because I really, really didn't know that. But
you go back to World War II, you go back to, I think, Korea, Vietnam. We have a lot of Medal of Honor. What is different about David, though, David is actually alive. David is living.
Yes, and he is definitely a hero, and we all love him, and we love you too. I know this is his day and everything like that, but we've been listening to you since day one, since you came on WBEN, and you're very appreciated, and you feel like family to us.
Oh, that means a lot to me, believe me. Thank you.
And now that you brought Dave in, it's like we have another family member.
Well, here's the situation. Somebody wanted to know how David got involved with the show. Here's how David got involved in the show. Back around 2010, David was doing some fill-in work for Sandy Beach when Sandy was doing the afternoon show.
Yeah, and I remember that.
I heard David, and I got his telephone number, and I started texting him, and I called him, and I just started to say, dude, you've got that special something. You have it, and I can't put it into words, but you are very likable on the radio. So we went out to dinner at Alex's restaurant in Batavia right by the racetrack there, and we developed a friendship. And then back during the election, David had some other opportunities. We didn't want to lose him. So Tim Wenger talked to me about David and his role on the show. And I said, well, why don't we bring David in as a co-host for the show? Now, it took some convincing, and it took a week's worth of auditions, but Entercom realized that, you know, while David and I are both good on the air, that when you put us together, we're even better on the air. The two of us work better than either one of us solo.
100%. And another thing, I'm Jake LaMotta's nephew, the Raging Bull.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a couple of autographed books. Jake died about 2 years ago, and you guys got my phone number. When he feels up to it, I'd like to give you guys one of his original books from 1970 that Robert De Niro read, and that's how the movie got started.
Wait, does that mean Robert De Niro touched the book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My uncle and Robert De Niro, they were very close right up to a couple years ago. Jake died.
Well, yeah, Raging Bull, baby. Thank you very much, Tony.
I want to make sure you guys get it, so give me a call when you guys...
Well, drop us an email. Mine is Tom at WBEN.com. David is David at WBEN.com. But I'll be in touch.
You got it, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go back to the calls. It's Meg in Buffalo. Meg, you are on WBEN. Welcome. I don't know what's going on with these phones today. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
It's very similar.
Okay, this isn't going to work. We got to figure that situation out. I don't know what's happening with the phone. Here's Wally and Barker on WBEN.
Yes, I just had a couple of remarks on David. I first heard David in an assembly, Barker Central School, back about 2006. He was talking to the middle school kids there about the war and some of his experiences. And in 2007... I started a veterans program and dinner here in Barker, and David was our first speaker there. And you're absolutely right. He is a very humble person. He'd written his book, and I told him to bring some books. I had to contact him through his father because I didn't have any contact for David. I told him to bring some books. He said, no, it's not about that. And I talked to his dad, and his dad did bring some, which were readily available for everyone to purchase, and a lot of them did. But he just paced before that program. He was so nervous. He was talking to over 100 veterans and about 300 other people. And
yeah, we're both pacers. When we're stressed out, we both pace.
I thought you were a trotter and he was a pacer.
No, we're both pacers when we get anxious.
Anyway, David did a marvelous job speaking. He never mentioned anything he did once, but he made sure that he thanked the veterans of each and every war and skirmish that were there for what they contributed in the military. It contributed to what our armed services had built to at the point of Fallujah. That's what he was there, and he didn't mention anything that he did.
No, that's David. He does not speak about himself a lot.
100%.
All right, I'm glad you called in, Wally. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to say one other thing.
Yes.
You sponsored an Alaska trip, WBEN did, that David went on. And my wife said, if David's going to be there, then I feel safer, so I want to go then. And we did. We had a marvelous time, but on the, I developed a respiratory, something respiratory. And on the flight home from Seattle, we had a stopover in Minneapolis. And at that point, I was incoherent and having a lot of problems. And again, David took right over. He contacted some, he and another friend contacted the health people there in the airport. And I was put in the hospital in Minneapolis for several days. I had a very, very low, low 80s blood oxygen.
Jeez.
And the doctor said that I, at the minimum, probably would have had a serious heart attack or a stroke. So David is still working on people and helping people. He hasn't stopped.
Well, you want somebody in a moment of crisis. David Bellavia is a good guy to have around. I got to move on. I'm glad you called in. Thank you very much. Yeah, and when I had my heart attack, David made sure to be at the hospital, stop by my house a few times, and, you know, obviously I didn't want him to have to do the show by himself, so I checked in an awful lot during that week, those months. Let's say hello to some more callers right here. Here is Rich in Cheektowaga. Rich, you are on. Hello.
Hey, hello, Tom, and hi, David. I think the key to the city would be a tremendous thing. That, and I like the stadium thing for the Buffalo Bills. That would be awesome.
I just think the Bills ought to let David quarterback a game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Oh, winning season, perhaps. That would work.
Really?
I had... my son wanted the book that David had just got finished with, and I got the book for my son as a Christmas present last year, and it's Texas Terry. And he and David became, like, really good email buddies. And he wanted to know if there was a way I could go down there come down the intercom and have that autographed. And I had emailed David, and without hesitation, he got back to me and said, you know, come down an hour or two before, and I'd be more than happy to do that. So I went down to Intercom, and I got to tell you, you already know, David is the most honorable, noble, humble gentleman, even before this honor that he's getting now from the White House, that I've ever met in my life. And congratulations, I guess, is in order, but he did sign the book. I've got a couple pictures with David, and the guy is extremely one of a kind, a true gentleman, and a fighter. I love that guy. He's great.
All right. Amen. That makes two of us and a whole lot more in the David Bellavia fan club growing by the second. Here is Joe on WBEN West Valley. Joe.
Hi, Tom. Just a quick one. I met Sergeant Bellavia at a rally downtown a couple years ago. I was wearing a field jacket of mine. I was in the golf in the 2010, and he was asking me questions about what I did, what was going on with me. Recognized the jacket, spoke highly of my outfit. To have a guy like him shake my hand and thank me for my service, when compared to him, I was just a glorified security guard. It meant a lot. It meant a lot then, and it means even more now, because guys like him have always been my heroes, the everyday guys that put in the situations. And they come out on top, and they come home, and they're just cool. They're not running around thumping their chests. Like everybody said, he's an honorable guy, and I'm just grateful that he acknowledged me as a brother when he's getting the Medal of Honor for what he did. I mean, it's just amazing. He's an amazing guy, and I'm happy that he's been on the air, and I'm happy that the people of Western New York have gotten to know him throughout the years, because he's a real hero, and he's a guy that everybody should look up to.
Absolutely, positively. I'm honored and humbled to work with the guy, but, I mean, he's always going to be David to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of those guys, you know, he's an everyday dude, but he's a true blue hero. He's 100%. That's what real heroes really are. You know, he's a man. But I'd go to war with him any day, any time. I'd follow him anywhere.
Amen.
Anywhere.
All right, my friend, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it highly. And I want to make reference to something. WBEN will carry the news conference, the David Bellavia news conference, tomorrow starting at 10 right here on News Radio 930 WBEN, and also the video of it at WBEN.com. And I think we're putting a link up to Facebook as well. So complete coverage of the 10 a.m. tomorrow David Bellavia news coverage right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.